say some things that shouldn't be
funny.
Aaron, we might have told Aaron to put the mon in its intent.
It's in the shell of the pot, it's in the same, after the train. I was going to speak tomorrow.
The minag is usually to have a schmooze on Shivasa Batamas itself before Mincha, but I don't want to disrupt the learning or stuff, whatever. Anyway, this is a time for Machshava, for Ashkofa, for Musa. That's what this hour is set aside for. So it's not a disruption. We all think that we're fasting tomorrow because of something that happened 2,000 years ago. Shivasa Batamas represents the beginning of the destruction, the Churban. When I talk about the Churban, I'm talking about Rishon and Baishani together. I know there's a whole, there's Torahs you can discuss how they're different. I'm just lumping them all together for now, okay, because that's not really our subject. The Churban, Rishon and Baishani, that's what we're doing. Tisha B'Av, we sit on the floor for both. I'm lumping them all together. You can put the Holocaust in, you can put them all in together. All the Jewish trauma and suffering of the last few thousand years, you can dump them into everything I'm speaking about. I'm not going to make distinctions unless it's necessary. We all think that we're fasting tomorrow because of something that happened 2,000 years ago. There's a problem. There's a chazal, and if you look at this chazal properly with the correct eyes, you'll see a very interesting claim here. Chazal tells us that in every generation that the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, it's as if we destroyed it. The generation that the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt in that year, that means if you find yourself sitting on the floor on Tisha B'Av, then you know that you're in a generation that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. If you look at this chazal a little bit deeper than you would normally look at a chazal, you'll see the chazal are telling a very interesting thing. You don't need chusim. We don't have chairs. There's some chairs flying around here somewhere. There are a couple. Yeah, there's one yama. There's three chairs. Yeah. You don't need chusim. There's two. Someone's bringing chairs now. You don't need Shchusim to have a Beis HaMikdash. The natural default position of the world is that it should be a Beis HaMikdash. What's the problem? Something happened that caused it to be destroyed. And that something that happened to cause it to be destroyed must still be there, causing it to be destroyed, otherwise it would have just been there. The natural position of the world is to have a Beis HaMikdash. It's not do another mitzvah and build a Beis HaMikdash, as you might hear on certain in certain worlds. Just do another mitzvah and help build the Beis HaMikdash. You don't need to do another mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. You have to stop doing what's destroying the Beis HaMikdash. There's an interest in being destroyed when it's not being rebuilt. That's what the Chazal is telling us. Now, that's clear. I don't know if anybody heard, but they just captured two more Israeli soldiers. It looks like they're going to war in Lebanon. We're entering into very, very difficult times. Looks like Israel's about to invade Lebanon. Looks like we're about to get a war. Well, they just captured two Israeli soldiers on the Lebanese border. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not a politician. I'm not a military strategist. I'm a Jew. And a Jew has to look at what's going on around him through Torah eyes. Junior Shiva has even more of an obligation to look at what's going on around him through Torah eyes. When there's an escalation in a situation, I have messages from a rabbi that a person has to stop and decide how he's going to change his life. You can't just carry on living your life the way you've always lived your life when something like this happens. It's incidents like this. We're living. I happened to be in a town last night 10 kilometers from Gaza. I mean, it's not shy how people are living there. There's non-stop artillery fire. I mean, we're living in a, you don't feel it just so much, and you know, you carry on. I'm not trying to scare anybody. We have to know the realities. You know, people are out there, you know, people's kids are out there sacrificing their lives on a daily basis, and that obligates us to do something. What? I don't know. I once asked the Berkovitz. He said, change 1 minute in your day. Change 1 minute in your day. Doesn't mean you have to revamp your whole life and overturn it. That's the Yetzirah's tactics. But the system's got to look different tomorrow from what it looked like today. And what better time than Shivasa Batamuz on the fast, where Hashem says, it's not your fasting I want, it's your tshuva that I want. And tshuva doesn't mean I revamp my whole life and I turn it upside down. Tshuva means I change one aspect of the system. The existing pattern that there is needs to be somehow changed. And that requires cheshbon nefesh, and that's the day. That's what Shivasa Batamuz is. That's what a fast day is for. It's a day for introspection. It's a day for work. So I don't want to get up tomorrow and speak at 1 o'clock when half the day is over already and everyone's going to sleep. So I took the opportunity, yeah, just to get together and at last just share some ideas, focus our attention just a little bit on what it is we're doing. There's a lot to be said, and you come from a lot of areas, and I'm sure there are other people that can tell you wonderful Torahs and Gevaldika things. I just want to share with you things that are close to my heart, things that I think are meaningful, and things that I think, and specifically myself, need a lot of chizuk. We all know that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed by Zvishon because of Shlichus Domim, Gil Arayis, and Avodah Zarah. There was Shalas not making Birchas HaTorah. There's a lot of Torah discussed in this by Shenius because of Sinas Chinam. Nowhere do we find anywhere that Chazal tell us, to the best of my knowledge, that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because people were learning Torah. Except Rashi. The Moedika Rashi. Which I brought a few times for other reasons, but I want to bring it here. Just to cut a very long story short, God tells Moshe tells Aaron to take a little bit of the man that they were eating in the desert, put in a little tzitzenet, a little glass jar, and put in a rekodesh l'dori seichem for your future generations, so that they should see what the Jews ate. It won't just be what you heard your ancestors ate. You'll actually be able to look at it and say, oh, wow, ah, that's what they ate. Great. So Rashi picks up straight away. What's the Dora Seichem for your generations? Because there are going to be a lot of generations. We can't go up to Harabais and have a look at the Tzitzenet. Who's this referring to? So this is Rashi. I don't know where Rashi gets this from. It's a Mechilta. Oh, he brings it down. Yeah, Taka, the one I looked at. He says a Mechilta. Okay, fine. Now we know where Rashi got it from. It's a Mechilta. Chazal say like this. B'mei Yirmiyahu, in the days of Yirmiyahu, that was when? Erev Churban Bayis Rishon, yeah. Yirmiyahu was the Eicha guy. He's the guy that wrote Eicha, yeah? He was the one that was going around telling them the Beis Hamikdash is about to be destroyed, we have to do tshuva. That's what's going on. I'm telling you guys, the Beis Hamikdash is about to be destroyed, we've got to do tshuva. In 3 weeks' time from tomorrow is Tisha B'Av, that's Churban Bayis Hamikdash. And if it's not rebuilt, it's if we destroy it. So if you go looking at the Beis Hamikdash about to be destroyed, hey, what are we going to do to stop it? So Yirmiyahu is going around. Kashi Yirmiyahu mechichi. When Yirmiyahu was giving tochocha. Now listen to the tochocha. It doesn't make any sense. Lama einatim oiskim b'Torah? Why aren't you oiskim b'Torah? I don't understand. Yirmiyahu was the Navi. The guy who understood what was going on. He had his pulse on the generation. And Chazal tell us the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of Shlichus Domim Gilui Arayis and Avodah Zarah. So you should go around and say to them, why are you involved in Shlichus Domim Gilui Arayis and Avodah Zarah? Stop! So what's he telling Lama Temo Iskim B'Torah? Why aren't you learning Torah? What's going on here? You didn't learn the Gemara? So you want to say it's Machlokes, the Mechilta, the Gemara? Fine. So I'm going to pass him like the Mechilta. I'm going to pass him like this. This is Rashi brings down Pshatis Chumash. This is not Rashi telling us my stories. This is Pshatim Chumash. You need them on because Yirmiyahu is going to go around and he's going to say to people, why aren't you learning Torah? And what are they going to say? V'hei moimim naniach melachta melachteinu v'nasach b'Torah. We should leave our jobs and go oisek in Torah. Ma'echen nispasam. Where are we going to get Tanasa from? I mean, Yirmiyahu, you've got to be reasonable, yeah, man. It's all very well. We'll stop working and then we'll go learn. Where are we going to get? Where are we going to eat? Haitzinem tzintzenet haman. Yirmiyahu will then take out the tzintzenet man. Omale atemru dvar Hashem. You can see the word of Hashem. Shomulonema. I didn't say you heard. In a row, you can see it. But then this parnasoi avoseichem. With this, your ancestors were nourished. Har b'shluchim yesh lo lamakan lahachin mozen le'yov. Hashem has many, many agents to provide nourishment, sustenance for those that fear Him. There's a big problem with this. Where did Yirmiyahu get the little glass of man from? He had to trot up to the Harabais, open up the Kodesh, whatever they are in the Kodesh, take out the little tzitzit and bring it down to the businessmen to show them, look, here's the man. If I was there, I would just say to Yirmiyahu, that's all very nice, but there's no man falling today. Where's the man? Haraya, you have to go to the Harabais to go bring me a little bottle of man, this little free sample. Why did you have to do that? Because the man said, there isn't any man today. What does it help me that that's what my ancestors in the Midbar got fed? They got a lot of other stuff as well that I don't get. Their clothes never wore out. They never had to go to the bathroom. What are you telling me here? So that's the end of the Mechilta. Harba shluchim reshul namakin lachan mozin liriyav. You don't need mon. Well, you do, but there's plenty of mon falling. Who's it falling for? Liriyav. Those that fear him. So now, what's going on in this Rashi? First of all, he says, why aren't you learning Torah? Then they say, well, what do we eat? He says, what are you talking about? If you fear Hashem, you'll get lots to eat. I don't understand what's going on there. Let's say the problem was Bittul Torah. Let's say they weren't learning Torah. Especially if you're not learning Torah. I'll tell you what I think. I think I'm just on that Nakuda, the different opinions. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created the Torah, he created the Yetzer Hara, and he created the Torah as a tavlin, as an antidote for the Yetzer Hara. Gemara says, if that doesn't work, say Shema. If that doesn't work, remember Yom Moshe, remember the day of death. What do you mean if it doesn't work? What am I talking about? Learn Torah because that's the antidote for the Yetzer Hara. You learn Torah and it's not working, say Shema. What do you mean if it's not working? Hashem says, I created the Yetzer Hara. And this is the antidote. What do you mean if it doesn't work? And if that doesn't work and Shema does work, then Shema is the antidote, not Torah. And if Shema doesn't work and remembering the day of death works, and then that's the antidote, not Shema, not the Torah. What's the Gemara talking about? Full of questions today.
Problem with the person.
I heard Dain Duna once explained this. I once heard Dain Duna, Aaron Dovid from London, explain like this. Is the Maaseh of the Torah will work if a person's appreciation of whose Torah it is correct. Rebellia says that which it says that the Torah is a keneged is only talking about a molabit Torah. It's only talking about if the Torah is as sweet as what the Yetzer Hara is offering you. It's not a blanket. You don't tell her everything will be fine. It requires a certain appreciation of what Torah is. For that, you have to say Shema. You have to reconnect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That requires a Kabbalah or Malchus. If you don't say Shema properly, that doesn't reconnect you back to Torah, which means your learning Torah is not working. So it means there's something wrong with your Kabbalah or Malchus here. So go say Shema. You say Shema the way it's supposed to be said. The Yira, the Pacha, with appreciation, you've been covered all Torah, or Malchus Shemaim. So then you'll be able to learn Torah properly. The Torah will do what it's supposed to do. Shema doesn't work. Well, remember where you headed. It's not going to be a pleasant journey if you don't get it right. It's not a pleasant place to go to if you don't get it right. So remember where you headed. No one knows when it's going to be. No one knows it's going to be. Now I've got this program. I've got this 10-year program. You know what are we talking about? Who says you're going to be around tomorrow? 10-year programs. You need 10-year programs as well. It's not a crash course. I don't know if that's the lechatchila way to do it. Do tshuva and da'at. So you remember the day of death. That'll get you to say Shema properly. Saying Shema properly will get you to learn Torah properly, and that'll be the tavlin. That'll be the antidote. So it could be here as well. The problem why there was shlichus domim and gilui arayos and avodah zarah is because they weren't oisking b'Torah. Someone who's oisking b'Torah the way he's supposed to be oisking b'Torah doesn't get involved in these things. On condition what? It's Le'yarov. It's for those that fear him. It's not enough to be Oiskim in Torah if you don't have Yiras Hashem. There has to be Yiras Hashem. If the problem then, that's what Yirmiyahu tells us the problem is. How are you gonna want, you can go out of this one very easily. You could say, look, no, the really problem wasn't what the Mechilta says, it was Shlichus Gilui Arayos. I'm not involved in Shlichus Domim and Gilui Arayos and Sorus. I'm cool. I'm not destroying the Beis Hamikdash, it must be somebody else. You can always get around this, by the way. It's not me. I'm doing everything right. So if the Beis Hamikdash is being destroyed in 3 weeks' time, it's you. It's you guys. It's the guys out there that are doing the Shlichus Domim and Gilui Arayos and Avodah Zarah. It's not me. So even when but the Mechilta is telling you here that you weren't always at the table. That's the bottom line. That's the big problem. That is the big problem. And it's not just that you weren't always at the table. The Rashi is telling you even further. Yeah, you're not always at the table. It requires Yira. Torah requires Yira. Im ein Yira ein Chochmah. If there's no Yira, there's no Chochmah. Reishis Chochmah Yira Sashem. Koheles right at the keles sof dova kol nishma. Everything right at the end. When you've heard everything, what's your job? Fear Hashem. There's got to be Yira. So how do we go about getting Yira? Because it's Linnea's deity, my opinion, from where I'm coming from, what I see with my little, and this is not Das Torah, this is just my little insight. The biggest problem facing us today, the biggest problem facing Klal Yisrael today, and I'm talking about the full world, I'm talking about the secular world. The biggest problem facing the secular world today is the full world. Is that we're not doing what we're supposed to do, so they're not seeing the product we have, so they're not buying into it as much as they should. If we were doing what we're supposed to be doing, they would see the product. Kosh Baruch Hu gave us a wonderful product. We're not doing our job properly. But forget about them. Our problem is that we're learning Torah, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. There is no relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu being developed on a constant, consistent basis. It's not. In the middle of learning, nobody loves, like the Nefesh HaChaim suggests you do. In the middle of learning, before you start learning, spend a few minutes just understanding whose Torah you're learning. Build up the levels of here a little bit, the spiders of what you're doing. And then start learning. You can't have vacus while you're learning. If you have dvekas while you're not going to be learning. It's very hard to try and understand a rush ball and think about God at the same time. That's very difficult. Then what are we talking about? But you understand that this is chashuv. You feel it waning a little bit. You feel it going down the drain a little bit. He said stop for a few minutes. And then mechazik, you're here again, and then go weiter. The ikka avoider, the ikka place to do this is in Musa Seder. The ikka avoider in Musa is to build Yiras Hashem. That's what Musa's for. Lamaisa. Musa is a big subject, but the ikka avoda of Musa is to build Yira. Oh, he's got different markings to me. You see, I didn't bring my sefer, so I'm using someone else's, and he doesn't like the same place as I do. Okay, I'm sorry. Just take me 1 second. While I'm looking for this, let me just tell you one thing. Rav Yisrael Salanter, one of the chidushim, one of the innovations of Rav Yisrael Salanter and his Musa ideas, was the fact that Yiras Hashem doesn't happen automatically. If it's not worked on in a constant positive program, it'll never happen. It's not something that a person acquires automatically. So that it needs to be.
Did you say what we call automatically? Yiras Hashem.
Yiras Hashem doesn't happen by itself.
Before the time of your source launcher, people could get it done automatically.
Hold off. What was Rav Yisrael Machadish and why was there a Machlaikas and why didn't people want him or whatever? That's a different discussion. Maybe get into it. I don't want to speak too long here. I just want to bring you some halachas. Forget about Ashkofa. The Chaya Adam, everyone know the Chaya Adam, and Talmidei Mevakim of the Vilna Gaon wrote a encyclopedic, halachic sefer, which is well worthwhile learning. Those of you who want to get a good overview of halacha in a kitzur shulchan aruch kind of way, but you see, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chaya Adam very often, doesn't quote the kitzur shulchan ever. It's an interesting question. Why not? No, but still, we see the whole world learns it. The Yekas are clear. So I just want to read what he says here. I'm reading from English. You can all read this, but as he says right in the beginning, the Yetzirah's biggest job. Rav Yisrael says this mafurish. The Yetzirah, all his efforts, all the Yetzirah's efforts are put into stopping you from doing this, from learning Musa properly. So listen to what he says. He's talking about on Yom Kippur, Hilchas Yom Kippur. He says it's elementary that each and every person has an absolute obligation, this is halacha sefer, to daily study works on heavenly fear, whether a little or a lot. Everyone has a chiyuv. He says it's elementary, it's poshut. Now, but hold on a second. If I'm going to do this, I'm not going to have time to learn. When am I going to learn Gemara? I'm going to take 20 minutes out of my Gemara Seder, or half an hour of my Gemara Seder, to work on this. You know how many Mishnas I can learn in half an hour? He says like this: indeed, this imperative is greater than all other relations to study Torah. Even if such a daily session will take time from other areas of study and cause him to forgo studying a chapter of Mishnayos and the like, it's still the correct course of behavior. For what does Hashem ask of you? Elalirov, rather to fear him. And then he quotes the Mishnah Pirkei that I said before him, and Yira and Torah. There's no Yira, there's no Torah. It means the person can be learning Torah and learning Torah and learning Torah. It's not called learning Torah. And then we're back to Yirmiyahu's problem. Lama atem lo oiskim b'Torah. What do you mean? I am oiskim b'Torah. I don't have a Tana back like they had. What, you want me to learn and close my business? No one's going to need businesses you had to close. The time is on us. The Beis HaMikdash has not been rebuilt. We destroyed it. How did we destroy it? Lama tem lo iskim b'teira. But I am iskim b'teira. 3 months ago I couldn't even read Rashi, and now I can read Rashi. Anachinami, that's brilliant. And no one's taking away from the celebration that everybody in this room deserves and should have. I often feel guilty at the end of the week that we didn't have an enormous party on a Thursday night. We should, every Thursday night there should be like a mamasha with a band and lamb on the spit, just to celebrate what's being achieved on a weekly basis. I once went to a donor, and sometimes you have to remember this, I'm just telling you this because we need to remind ourselves. I once went to a donor in South Africa, and he was driving me nuts, okay? And I think I left, I didn't want his check anymore. He wanted statistics of success rates and this and that. And so I came back to the pillow, his mum was battered, and the Talmud Chochem, a businessman, the serious Talmud Chochem, was sitting there and said to me, "Oh, how did it go with so and so? He knew I'd gone." I said, "Oh, God, drive me mad. He wanted success and this. I don't know what to tell him." So you know what he said to me? He said, "You tell him that today a Jew learned the Tosfos." He said, "That's a success. That's the only success you're looking for. Today a Jew who wouldn't have learned the Tosfos learned the Tosfos. Take the money and go home. What more do you need? That's success. A Jew today learned a piece of Rashi that he couldn't learn 3 months ago. A Jew today opened a Chumash on his own for 5 minutes and he wouldn't have done 6 months ago. That's an enormous success. It's an enormous success. The value of 5 minutes of learning Torah is we don't understand what that is. We don't know the musag of what that is. We don't appreciate what, if we appreciate what 5 minutes of Torah was, we'd have 5 minutes at the bus, we'd open a safe and learn. Why don't we? Because we don't appreciate what 5 minutes is. And all that, if there's no fear, the Mishnah tells us it's a Mishnah. I mean, I don't know what to do with this Mishnah. We don't pass it according to the Mishnah, maybe I can get grounded that way. This Mishnah is not true, I don't have to learn Musa, because if there is, even if there isn't Yira, there is Torah. The Mishnah says it's not true. We don't pass kind of point to the Mishnah. So the Yetzer Hara is one again, right? The Mishnah is telling you, ain't Yira no Torah. That's not called Torah. It looks like Torah. Looks like I'm sitting at the Gemara of the whole. It's not called Torah.
What does Rabbi Yisrael get that then you have to do Musa to get Yira? Why can't you do Yira?
Okay, that's the whole, that you have to understand the whole, that's the whole, that's what Yisrael's whole essay that you have to, that's all Yisrael. Okay, good.
I'm just saying, good question.
That's the whole all Yisrael. And the all Yisrael is Vadad Nogayab Ismanazim. There's no question that it's not Nogayab Ismanazim. Vadad you have to exchange. I haven't heard anyone say, Rabbi Yisrael's works are not relevant to that anymore. No one ever said it. Why he held that? Okay, that you have to go through. That's Baruch Hashem. That's his how many letters? That he goes through in enormous depth. I mean, this is gold. This is, anybody who starts reading the Sefer understands how relevant this is to him. We're not talking about fear walking around and abject terror and being miserable. Have you seen the Rambam's definition of Yira? It's exhilarating. The Rambam's definition of Yira is the Ochas Tzadikim's definition of Ava. There's very little difference between Yira and Ava. Being awestruck and animated and scintillated by something that's so great that you're speechless, okay, is not far from Ava. We're not talking about the 6-year-old level of Yira where guys walking around like, you know, in dread and miserable and whatever because dad's going to beat him up if he catches him doing something wrong. That's not what we're talking about. That's not Yira. Yira is from Lashon Ru, to see consequences, to be a chochem, to evaluate what you're doing and see where it's going and making cheshbonus, tzchar mitzvah keneged hefseida. That's Yira. Yira doesn't mean there is an aspect of fear as well. I mean, you're wrong. But if you go through all the Rishonim and you have a look at what fear is, they all bring down that fear is the preservative. This wasn't going to be a discourse on fear. You have a look. The Tzadikim spells it very nicely, but they all speak about it. All the Rishonim speak about Yira is a preservative. If you, the Gemara says, you tell the guy you harvested all the field, did you put in the preservative? He says no. He says it would have been better if you hadn't harvested it, because harvesting without a preservative is going to go bad. So you're sitting here with this storehouse full of meat, and in 3 months time there's going to be nothing left, so you wasted all that energy bringing it in. It's going to go bad. You could have spent that time doing something more productive. And the Gemara there uses that as a marshal for Torah. Is if you didn't put in a little tamtiv, if you didn't put in a little bit of a preservative of Yira into your learning, because obviously there's got to be learning. Fear with no learning is sitting there, you know, learning Musa 12 hours a day. That's not the job either. You have to have a storehouse full of wheat, but you have to put in a preservative, otherwise the wheat's going to go bad. So everybody agrees it needs to be Yira. But what exactly is Yira? That's a discussion.
The Yira half, right?
The best way to find out is to do it. You tell me. Hold on, this is not a discourse on Yira. I'm telling you, that's all the Yisrael Salant is writing. It's all about Yira. there's different kinds of yira. There's roimimus, there's yira of the enormous elevation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's yira that if you don't get it right, they're going to Gehenna is not a pleasant place to go to. Sometimes you need fear. Rabbi Elia asks why after Klal Yisrael said Nasa Nisha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hold a mountain over them and tell them if you don't accept the Torah now you're going to die. We just said Nasa Nishma. So he said Nasa Nishma was Ava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that through the long galus and the long exile and all the sufferings, Ava wasn't going to be enough to keep the Jewish people going. He needed at that moment of acceptance of Torah, they needed to be deeply rooted into their kishkas era, because sometimes there are days where Ava just doesn't do it. You just can't get out of bed because I love you Hashem and I'm going to leap out of bed. There's some days where you just I love you Hashem, I'm going back to bed. There you need a little bit of, you need a little dose of unity to get you out of bed. You don't get a bed, you're going to get a club. It doesn't take away from the other, but it's very hard for this generation to work on. We haven't been able in this generation to distinguish between essence and performance. We can't understand this thing called unconditional love. Hashem loves me as much before I did the barriers, after the barrier, his love for me is not affected, and he's still going to give me a patch. You give me a patch? Wow! We don't understand that. So we get very confused when it comes to working on these sugyas. That's why you have to learn Musa. Musa doesn't mean sitting at a shtender, beating yourself to death over what a bum you are and being scared because you're going to get whipped. You know, it's coming to understand deeply your own inner motivations and work it. So that you can stand in front of a Kosh Bochu in awe and use that to get you going. I hope I made you a little bit curious, because then maybe you'll... The safety is so accessible. You understand, until a year ago it was impossible to even try and learn all Israel. The Hebrews, I mean, big Talmud Chachamim had a battle with it. This, you don't know what a gift this is. I have no idea. That's only... I don't normally come in here with English books that you guys can read yourselves, but the Yetzirah is not going to let you open this book. It sits on my stand a day in and day out. I see it every day when I come in there and it's there and I remember I've got to look at it later. Who let you open the safety?
Oh, Israel.
There's four swami, there's the Shari Yisrael, most of it by his Talmidim, but his letters are here. It's deep stuff. You have to spend time working. This is the entire total psychological understanding of the subconscious and how it works. That's not my subject. I just want to carry on weiter a little bit with what Yisrael says. We saw from the Chayadim that there's a chiyuv min haTorah to learn Musa, to learn subjects of Yira, and it's greater than all the other obligations that you have. Rubelsky wants to know why you went in Shiri. Telling me learning Musa, you can't find that. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me. Sorry. Don't quote me to Rubelsky on anything. The point. He carries on like this. Rubelsky carries on like this. A person's heart should not trouble him with worries that his Musa session will cause him to neglect the study of a chapter of Mishnayos or any other topic. I'm going to learn Musa, I'm not going to be able to learn Gemara. In no way whatsoever will his Torah study be harmed through studying Musa. For when a man's heart is inspired to fear the Almighty, his determination to increase the amount of his Torah study grows.
That's a problem.
Hold on a second. This is not an open forum. This one, 2 to 3. No, I'll take questions afterwards. I just want to get to the point where I'm finished, so everyone's to go up and go, and then we can carry on. It's interesting that the malach that the Beis Yosef used to learn with, whenever he came, he used to exhort the Beis Yosef to learn Musa. But the Beis Yosef needed reminders to learn Musa. Yeah, he did. Because what can I tell you? Chasam Sofi used to say, if I pass one day without learning Musa, I feel my Yerushalayim going down. Think about the Chasam Sofi. Chasam Sofi didn't learn Musa for one day. He felt his Yerushalayim cooling off. What can we say? And if learning Torah is prefaced on us having a little bit of Yira, and we feel the pain that Klal Yisrael's in, the enormous Chilul Hashem, the enormous suffering, the enormous pain, the risk of life, the potential Rachman Islam risk of life that we see is going to sleep at night knowing that Yidden are captives and being held. I mean, it's not a posher thing to do. And if there's a partnership, yeah, somehow there's a partnership between the businessmen that work in order to pay for this place, and there's a partnership between even out there that are risking their lives in order to protect us so we can learn, then we have to come to the party a little bit as well. Somehow we have to come to the party. This is not tochach. This is just my machshavas trying to get myself a little bit aroused here. And especially when it's a time, 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av, the Beis HaMikdash, it's incumbent upon us to arouse ourselves a little bit, and I believe that the place to do it is the Mechazek HaMusar. I don't normally come up here telling people what to do. I'll give you an idea, I'll give you an attitude. Each person has to know for himself. But sometimes there's a thing called an antibiotic. Sometimes there's a thing called an antibiotic. And everybody, no matter what he's working on, no matter what programs he's got and plans he's got, no matter how well your day's scheduled, you've got, I don't think you've got 10 more Gemara Shirim left before the end of this month. We're not as close to the end of this month. Everybody can look back on this month and see there's not one person here who hasn't grown, steigt, reached his own Akedah Yitzchak's, some that I'm aware of, some that I don't know about, people's enormous growth. But there are two reasons here. First of all, well, there are three reasons. First of all, the 3 weeks. The Yitzhahara is enormously invested in getting you to forget about the 3 weeks. The escalation in the matzah in this country requires some kind of response. And also, if you don't get Tisha B'Av right, it's very hard to get Elul right. If you don't get Elul right, it's almost impossible to get Rosh Hashanah right. And if you don't get Rosh Hashanah right, etc., etc., etc. Tisha B'Av is the beginning of the avoid of Elul and Rosh Hashanah. We think it's like the end of this month and it's the day before I can go to the beach. Tisha B'Av is the day that after Chatzos, on the next day, you can go to the beach. That's the definition of Tisha B'Av. What is Tisha B'Av b'zman hazeh? Yom lifnei yam. It's the day before you're allowed to go back swimming. Because then his money starts. So that's what Tisha B'Av is. It's Bein Hazmanim. Ah! It's the first day of Chofesh. That's what Tisha B'Av is. Chaval to look at Tisha B'Av like that. We're going to be speaking more about it as we go on. But it requires this 3 weeks requires some introspection, some thought, some ability to nourish and not nourish, to be nourished by the enormous light that's available on Tisha B'Av. Because on Tisha B'Av, and it starts now, you get to see that there's consequences. The whole year you can kind of do and carry on, and Hashem kind of, you know, you have one simcha and another simcha. Suddenly on Tisha B'Av you see that there's a patch. And it's only Abba that gives a patch. If we're getting a patch, it's coming from an Av, and it's coming from a loving Father. That's why it's in Av. Tisha B'Av is in the month of Av, and that's why it will be turned around. It will be Yom Tov Fanda, because it's a day where you see clearly the Gilu Hashem. There's no day where you see a Kosh Baruch Hu more revealed than on Tisha B'Av. Anyone can give your kids sweets, but there's only one person that gives a child a club, and that's the Father. When you're sitting on the floor on Tisha B'Av, and that's Hashem, we shouldn't have to this year, but if we have to, you suddenly realize there's consequences. You suddenly are thinking about what can I do to get out of the mess I'm in. Oh, that's the beginning of the void in Elul. When I was learning Koilol, Bein Hazmanim used to end on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was the first day of Zman. And you used to have 3 weeks before Elul, so you go to Elul already ready. Yeah, you come back, you miss the first day of Zman because you're always late, and then by the time you settle down and get your shtenda and everything sorted out, whatever, so the Elul's almost over. You have to use these 3 weeks now. This is the Chana for Elul. Don't wait until Elul. It's never too late. Once heard Teth told me in Shem, one of his Rebbeim, he once got a letter from Rav Volbi Zatzal in which he wrote, he said, if you don't get it right on Tisha B'Av, Elul is almost impossible. What's going to arouse you? If you don't use the light of Tisha B'Av, if you don't use the patch to wake you up, then what's going to wake you up? Bain is money's going to wake you up. Summer holidays, camp, wherever you are, that's not going to wake you up. It's going to wake you up. He's recognizing that it's serious. Now, we don't walk through the whole year like that. Each kufa of the year has its own special energy. Sukkot is Mansim Chaseinu, we do it that way. Pesach, Tisha B'Av is, this period we're going into now, has always been a traumatic time for the Jewish people. The collective Jewish trauma over 2,000 years of Golis, each Holocaust, the pogroms, the Inquisitions, this is the time to get in touch with it. It's not a time to get depressed. It's not a time to get sad. It's a time to get in touch with reality. It's a real time for reality. Hold on a second. If sadness is what you need in order to get in touch with reality, get sad, because that's why we're Hashem b'simcha. Meshnichnas av mamaitim b'simcha says you have to reduce simcha. It doesn't say obliterate it completely. You have to always be b'simcha. God, for who loves me? Ah, I'm getting a patch. Good. My mind perceived a little bit. There's problems. Jesus, you don't walk around laughing with a full mouth. But you still have to laugh. You should laugh. Never saw anyone walk around depressed and miserable. Whatever. To appreciate reality, but it's not a reason, God forbid, to get depressed. If anyone's looking for a way of mechaziking themselves, of buying cheap and selling expensive, which is always a good thing to do, look for something that's not that difficult, that doesn't take that much time, but has a broad-based therapeutic response, I would highly recommend that you take whatever works for you. I'm not suggesting times. If it's 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, if it's an alarm clock that goes off every hour for 30 seconds, just focus your attention on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Focus your attention on the subject called Yiras. Go look in the Rambam, go look in the Ochot Tzadikim, go learn the Sugya, go get into it, see what's going on there. See what's going on there. This is a great place to get involved in it. Whatever it is, whatever it is, even afterwards, to try and improve our Musa, to try and Chazak Musa. For those of you who don't know, there actually is an official Musa Seder. For those doing Upan at the moment, it's not so kosher, but for those, find another time to do it. There's a void being done here between 5 and 6 at the moment. It's very Musa based. We're doing Tefillah and Betochen and how those two sugars relate to each other. There's a lot of Yira in there. You don't want to do it yet. Take the safe for yourself, looking for a Machshava on your own, and get to grips with this. There's 3 weeks left. It's Kedah to use these last 3 weeks of this man, even though it's hot. We've all been through a lot. Traumas and this and battles, and it's tired and it's hot, and then getting to the end, there's an enormous down pulling. Machazik each other. You see your friend getting tired or whatever, give him a kick in the pants, give him a little boom, let's go, come. Those that fear the Lord speak one with the other, because who else is going to talk to you in Machazik? If not someone else says Yerushalayim, quiet a chizuk. And B'schazeh, B'schusdeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring finally the goal to Kenu. We should not suffer anymore. We should have a redemption, a complete redemption. Be married to the main.
Amen.
Just for the Bochrim, anyone that